My friends, I'm going to do something today for my homily that I hardly ever do. I'm going to sing the entire thing. I'm just kidding. There was a... Right? But it is something I hardly ever do, which is that I'm not going to preach this weekend on the scripture readings that we heard. And the reason is because I've really felt kind of compelled over the last several days to offer some words that are specific to our current situation in our world, in our local community, in our country. I started to actually think about this on Thursday. I was starting to kind of piece together a little bit of a homily, starting that process, you know, with the readings, and I just felt the Lord kind of compelling me to say, no, speak to them a word of encouragement. I think my people need some words of encouragement right now. Because there's just so much chaos and division and disturbing news and awful events that have and are taking place this week. I think, of course, most prominent on everyone's minds has been the tragic unfolding of events in the attempted evacuation of people from Afghanistan. It has dominated the headlines all week, of course, especially the brutal terrorist attack that killed 13 of our service members as well as over 90 Afghan people. And this kind of brutality carried out against people who are just trying to flee is unfathomable and just plain evil. And back home here in the United States, we've been hearing headlines for the last several weeks of the spike in COVID cases, especially due to this Delta variant, which has, of course, been accompanied by arguments and debates and sometimes shouting matches about what kids should or should not have to do regarding wearing masks, as well as continued arguments over being vaccinated or not. And unfortunately, that lack of unity and that lack of kindness and love among people that has been one of the tragic side effects, one of the many tragic side effects of this pandemic, seems to just be worsening day by day. Also here in the United States, if you've been watching the news recently, we now have learned that a potentially catastrophic hurricane is set to crash into the Louisiana coastline tomorrow night on the very anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And even here locally, we all know that we're dealing with our own significant challenges as the Greenwood Fire continues to burn, just one of several in northern Minnesota, and that we've had the experience of very smoky air and people, some of whom we may know, who have had to evacuate their homes or are on the brink of evacuation. And then you add into that COVID fatigue, as it's now being called, which I think all of us are experiencing to some extent, and the shortages of workers at many businesses and locations and the stress that that has caused, escalations in violence and in riots, and just the overall decline in morality in our society. And as I was thinking about all that, of course, it's no wonder many people might be feeling discouraged now, overwhelmed, even depressed. And as I was thinking over the last couple of days of all of these things happening at the same time, I thought to myself, what we need, what I know I need, and I'm assuming you need, is some good news, right? Some words of encouragement. And thankfully, we serve a God who is a God of encouragement. And so, when I was growing up and I would get anxious about something, my parents taught me during those moments to pull out a favorite Bible verse and read it, and read it, and read it, and read it. To turn to the Bible, turn to God's Word to find answers, to find comfort, to find words of peace. Indeed, I can't think of a single thing that the average person living in this current world probably wants more than just peace, right? Peace in the world, peace in our homes, peace in our hearts. But how do we find that? Well, first, we believe in faith that it is possible to have interior peace even and especially in the midst of a chaotic world. And that's hard, right? But it's possible. St. Francis de Sales, one of the great spiritual directors in the history of the church, said this: "Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever. Not even if your whole world seems upset. If you find that you have wandered away from the shelter of God, then lead your heart back to Him quietly and simply. But do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever." So interior peace, peace on the inside, can exist even in the midst of great challenges and trials in life. But first we have to believe that that's possible, which it is. And second, we have to choose to believe that no matter how things may look to us, God is still in control. I know that's hard. I know it's hard in my own life, especially when you look around at the chaos that the world is in right now, and then you add to that the possibility for personal tragedy and pain that people experience. It's hard to see that, but the truth is that God is in control. God has not left us. God has not abandoned us. God is in control. He's here. And His will be done. And in fact, we should not be overly surprised, even if we are understandably saddened by the trials and the sufferings that we experience in this life, because Jesus foretold them. In the Gospel of John, chapter 16, Jesus tells His disciples, "In the world, you will face persecution. But take courage, for I have conquered the world." And after all, we are certainly not the first generation to be called to place total trust in God's care for us, even when all the odds seem to be against that. In fact, that's something that has been experienced for millennia, right? Go all the way back to the Old Testament, book of Psalms. In Psalm 91, the writer says this: "You shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day," notice, "nor the plague that prowls in the darkness." They had plagues then too. "Nor the scourge that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 may fall at your right. You it will never approach, because God's faithfulness is your protective shield." It's Psalm 91. And from Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink? Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I would trust." And one of my own favorites from the book of Exodus, as the people were looking at this huge, vast army of the Egyptians about to descend upon them, Moses says, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. The Lord will fight for you. You have only to keep still." And why? Why should we not be afraid? How can we know that we can trust in God no matter what may come? Because of who we are to Him. Because of who He is. We are His beloved children. He is our Heavenly Father. And He has promised to care for and to provide for us. So, from the book of the prophet Isaiah: "Do not fear, I am with you. Do not be anxious, I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Later in that same book, God says, "Fear not, for I have called you by name, and you are mine." And from the book of Jeremiah, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm. Plans to give you a future full of hope." In fact, St. Paul probably puts it best because he puts it most simply. He just says, Jesus is our peace. You want peace? Jesus is our peace. And there it is, right? If we want peace, especially now, peace in our world, peace in our hearts, it begins and ends with Jesus. Because everything begins and ends with Jesus. Everything depends on our willingness to find our rest in the heart of Jesus, to trust in that sacred heart of his, to live in it. Perhaps it's no coincidence today, and I didn't think of it until today, this morning, that today is August 28th, which is the feast day of St. Augustine, whose perhaps most famous line ever quoted is, "Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts will be restless until they rest in you." Please, Lord, may more and more people come to realize that only in you is the peace, the joy, the security that we all so desperately seek. And may you help us to realize that more and more in our own lives, day by day. Amen.